Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! Pinch Punch, first of the month?
Third of the month.
Third of the month.
Third of the month, yeah.
I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Ben. I'm sorry, I just had a little burp.
That's okay, that's okay. Right.
It's the third of the month.
It's the third of the month.
You're allowed to,
aren't you? Say, burp for a
dry
burp.
Dry January's over. Enjoy yourself. Get
absolutely.
That burp out.
Get it out.
So, the start of a month can mean only one thing. It is time for a...
Flat Shirt Slam Down.
We're in the flat.
Flat Shirt Slam Down.
I was listening to that jingle the other day, and I was just thinking, like, the lyrics really made me laugh.
Like, do you like them? I mean, you wrote them and recorded them.
Sorry, it's the bit where I say, so we're going to slam it down.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that even mean?
I think the best, let's not pull at that thread.
Yeah. It was a long time ago we did that jingle.
Yeah, it was 9 years ago
we're
now.
We're in a flat.
Yeah.
And we share it with our mates.
Yeah.
So we're going to slam it down.
Of course we're going to slam it down. What else would you do if you share a flat with your mates?
I think it's got to.
Because we've got to slam it down.
Which is like even more... It's classic, isn't it?
Is it
gotta slam it down, guys?
Gotta slam it down.
Is it gotta or gonna? We'd love to know. So please do get in touch.
Well, anyway, you'll be able to find out when you listen to this episode with two brilliant guests. A flat slam first this time round.
Oh yes. Yes, it's our first time we ever had a married couple. On
I should say it was the first time it was any good.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. We had Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Barron, who were absolutely brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Guests. I've not heard the edit, but quite a lot of spicy things got said.
This was a naughty corker.
Yeah, it was an absolute naughty corker, yeah.
So if you've got kids around, then warn them and then crank it up. Or don't warn them and crank it down.
Yeah, I mean... You gotta slam it down, guys.
We're gonna slam it down, and you've gotta slam it down,
guys. There's two things we request of you: firstly, that you're fair in 2020, and secondly, you gotta slam it down.
You gotta slam it down,
or you're gonna slam it down. Either way, we'll take it. We've got a few more Flatshare Slam Down live recordings coming up
because we've got to.
Because we gotta slam them down.
We've got to slam them down.
Guys, we don't make the rules. We unfortunately made a rough throwback here. We've got to slam them down. We set ourselves a precedent.
We're contractually obliged.
In 2011 that we gotta slam it down.
We've gotta slam it down.
So we've got a couple coming up. So if you get in quick, I don't know, this might have sold out already, but March the 10th, we have got one at the Phoenix with Matt Lucas and
Jenny B. Two
very special guests.
It's going to be fantastic.
That should be good fun. Get your tickets from tickettext.com. Is it .com? Let me check that. Ticketext.
Because we got a co.
Yeah. It's ticketext.co.uk. We also have one on Wednesday the 8th of April, and so far, the only guest
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day, famously. 8th of April.
Only joking.
Whoa.
Fooled you, squares.
That's how you do April Fool's Day, isn't it? We're doing every other day is April Fool's Day.
That's right.
That's how he slams it down.
He's got to slam it down.
I've got to slam it down, guys. I'm only bloody human.
We've got Joe Wilkinson booked for that one, so that should be good fun.
Boy, oh boy.
You never know what you're going to get when you book Joe Wilkinson.
You certainly don't.
Yeah. I mean, he has promised that he will not get as drunk as he got last time.
But I think it's okay to get that drunk. It's just not starting that drunk.
Yeah, he did arrive hammered.
By the way, Ben, it's not okay to get that drunk.
Oh, okay.
We've been meaning to tell you that.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
So that is on April the 8th. There's also one on the 10th of March. There's also one on the 12th of May. But go to our Twitter because we always have them pinned to our profile. So
absolutely.
Enjoy that.
Go to our Patreon and become a friend of the show.
That's right.
And you can't do this without your support.
You get a bonus episode every Thursday dropping into your...
We are
RSS
guaranteeing
feed.
You that we will slam those down.
Guys, you know what? We are going to slam them down.
We're going to slam them down.
We're going to slam them down.
And also, pop to iTunes and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Yeah, otherwise, let's get into it.
And you can tell us at the end whether it's gotta or gonna. Here we go.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my little prince?
Oh,
you are our little prince, Matthew.
Thank you so much. And I hope you're talking about, like, not either the guy who's dead, the purple prince.
The purple prince is another thing for
or
me.
Or the guy who can't sweat.
Yeah, fair enough. No. Yeah.
But you know what? I'll be a little prince for you. That's, I'm happy with that. But only if one of you two will turn the clocks back.
Whoa!
Yeah, you've got to turn the clocks back in the, you know, in the kitchen. You've got to do the oven. You've got to do the car one.
Well, it's not going to be me.
Why not?
Well, bloody hell, the last time someone said to me, clocks go back tonight, 1 a.m. I was like, are you sure? They were like, yeah, clocks go back tonight, 1 a.m. So there I was, outside Argos, clutching my receipt and my DAB. Did I get a refund? Did I hell?
What about you, Clarky?
Well, I just think daylight savings is just bullshit. You know, like, so far I've saved an hour a year for the last 38 years, but if I go to a bank to try and withdraw it, suddenly I'm the fucking idiot. Daylight savings, daylight robbery more like.
Bit of Hawkeye on that one there.
It was, wasn't
Why
it?
Not? We'll do it. Why not? But don't worry.
We got it over the line.
It was either over the line or under the line, whatever you have to do in that sport, which I don't know about. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flash Slam Down.
We're in a
Flash Slam Down.
Flash
Slam
Down.
Flash Slam Down.
Hello. Flash Air Slam Down, the panel show that says, dealers keep a dealing, thieves a keep a thieving, whores a keep a whoring, junkies keep scoring, traders on the meat rack, strip joint full of hunchbacks, bitches keep a bitching, clap just keeps it itching. Whoa. Ain't no use in praying, that's the way it's staying, baby. Johnny ain't so crazy, he's always got a line for the ladies. Yeah, 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 set your clocks back, honey. Take them down now, turn the hands back round. Set your clocks back, honey. Take them down now, turn the hands back round. I'm host of Landlord Matthew Crosby. And
my
youth,
not bad voice.
They'll be following my rules.
Clock and roll.
Let's say hello to my tenants. It's Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hey-o.
Hi.
Now, obviously, you can't reset the clocks yourself. Who have you brought to turn back the time this week, Ben?
Well, I've brought my agony aunt. It's Sarah Baron!
Sarah Baron is here!
Thanks for having me.
Now, Sarah, I'm going to ask you a question in a second, but I think it's better that Tom intros the next guest, and then I'm going to ask you both questions.
Interesting.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So, Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Jamboree was in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes, as you know, we survey everyone who attends the Jamboree, and we had the most miserable attendees of all the Jamborees. Which kind of fundamentally flies in the face of what a jamboree is for. So I had to consult an expert on reasons to be cheerful. And the person I decided to consult was Mr. Jeff Lloyd!
Hello! Jeff Lloyd is here!
Woo!
Welcome, Jeff. Welcome, Sarah. Now, the way this normally works is I'll ask each individual what kind of a flatmate they are. Let's flip the script, because you're a married couple.
Yes.
Sarah, what is Jeff like to live with?
Well, I think that you know about yourself that he's a slob. Like, that's part of your deal, is that he's a slob. But you're...
Wait, you're saying this like this is his brand.
It's sort of, because I think it's like a thing that we talk about a lot is what an epic, like, Sarah, there's a woman named Sarah in front of your who was talking about her husband taking contacts out of his eyes.
Yes.
And everyone in the audience, rightfully, ma'am and sir, was like, oh, and I was like, tip of the iceberg of what my asshole has to offer, right? Like, wow. Like that would be...
I say that sentence a lot.
So when you refer to your arsehole...
I mean my husband.
So you've got two arseholes.
Yeah, I have three. I have three, because we also have a child. But, I would be so delighted if the biggest problem that I had with his personal stuff was that he was just taking contacts out of his...
This is the only public one that I'm looking
at. I see you. So, but... He also, I like to talk a lot. I have a lot, really? You know, so I want to be like, okay, yeah. And I think that you
physician,
do a good...
Physician, heal thyself, Barry.
So he's negative column.
Yep.
So slobby it would make your eyes water. Positive column.
It's very important that we have a...
Yeah, we've got
balance.
To have a... We've got
a good listener and responder. Like, that's an important thing in a flatmate, I think, that you feel like if you want to be like, you know...
Well,
Clarky zoned out then. He doesn't know what he's doing.
To be honest, not much of a listener or a responder.
Cool.
So, Jeff, I assumed you listened to that.
I did, and you know, I don't think it's entirely unfair, but I think there are huge portions of information missing.
Let's have a little bit of a right to reply then. Go on.
So my right to reply is, Sarah would refer to me as a slob, and Sarah is fastidiously tidy. When we moved into our current house, you've got hundreds of books, and they were out of the boxes and alphabetized by author within 3 hours of us moving in, whereas I typically would live out of boxes for 6 months after moving in somewhere.
Right.
And you're always washing up, you like tidiness. Yeah. However, you're a fucking pig as well.
Yes,
the gloves are off.
Okay.
Are we talking?
Right.
The gloves are off.
So your flat that you know we've now moved into.
Yes, this flat you're in right now. Yes, yeah.
I'd like to think about the distance from where we are sitting now.
Jeff.
I'm not kidding.
Don't do the one thing.
Jeff, you have to do the one thing.
Right.
I'm kind of terrified
of the retaliation.
Don't do the one thing, but you can do like another thing. Like the other weird stuff from my old flat, you can do that, but don't do the one thing that you might be going to do that I was sure you wouldn't do.
Oh, thank you.
We'll leave that there.
I won't do the one thing. I will not. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. My marriage is more important to me than your approval. I'm not going to do the thing. You know, if you want to take the pieces of information, the distance from here to the toilet, and an amount of laziness that might go on for somebody not to be able to make that distance, using a variety of receptacles, a number of disparate things in your mind. That wasn't the one thing. But in your old flat. So when I met Sarah Shearer, when we were caught, that is how terrified of her I am.
That is a nervous man.
When we were courting, Sarah lived in New York, and I don't know how much time you spent over there.
Oh, my God, she went all the way to New York.
That's a toilet, that's a long way
was
away.
That with the one thing or with the two thing? Are we?
But this is the point. The plumbing was very bad, as it often is in those New York apartments. So when unable to flush, which was with some regularity, Sarah used to take a carrier bag, plunge her hand into the toilet, a bit like a pooper scooper, and then sort of turn it inside out, tie a knot in it, and because she lived on a third floor walk-up, you then, instead of taking it down to the bin, you left it out on the fire escape until the next time you were going down to street level. Now, Sarah also used to...
When do we get the positive column? Because I take a short sash over to the positives for like 10 seconds maybe and then come straight back to the negative column because just a little one nice thing about, you know, her hair.
I have bad hair. You've got lovely hair. Oh, thank you. That's really
I think if you didn't talk about your hair, we'd have a lot more silence in our marriage. It's 80% of what we're talking about.
It's a big thing.
It used to be close to 90, then we had a child. Yeah. But Sarah used to teach these sort of adult literacy classes. I mean, I don't know what was going on. Sarah used to teach night classes in her apartment of an evening. The whole thing was a very strange setup. But people would go out onto that fire escape to smoke. And somebody in high heels.
I just did a cool facial expression for your listener.
Would you like to...
No,
like...
I don't want to talk about it.
No? What are you talking, pots and pans here?
No, it's not a thing, and okay, I genuinely don't even know what people are even thinking.
I didn't say the one thing. I just said a number of disparate things that they put it together in some order in their minds.
I'm imagining sort of elaborate Tupperware arrangement.
No.
Okay.
So, think so, more so mugs worse. That you might later drink a cup of tea out of.
That's not true, okay? We've extrapolated so far from something that happened one time. I'd like to move.
Okay. On. Yeah, okay. Let's move on. Yeah.
I like my nose is running from stress. I think. But like a
is that a new thing?
Yeah, it's like a new
You've
thing.
Got a stress cold.
Yeah.
Well, we've met our contestants.
Explosive start.
We have
indeed. You know, if you do have a cold, do you want to blow your nose in this mug? And I'll take it. <out. laughs>
Let's find out who has time on their side as we play round one.
Whoa!
There's an extra hour again. No one knows where we get it. Is it 1 or 2 a.m.? There's an extra hour again. But everyone confused about if it has actually happened yet. We're out on the town, but it's shutting down. It's closing time, they think. They forgot the fact that the clocks go back. Does it mean we get one more drink? It's confusing to me. Don't you see? Yeah. I don't know what to do because it's 3 and that's 2. It's not 3 yet, oh no. It's something to do with World War II. Oh no, 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 no. The other clock is wrong again.
Wowee! There we go. So, congratulations to Parry. I think that's in your range.
Thank you.
Yes, it's absolutely there. That was like the first half of that. I feel like people got into the jingle during the second half. The first half of that, people were just nervously watching Sarah and Jeff. I know.
He was trying so hard for eye contact.
There was a lot of eye contact. And at one point, I sort of looked at Jeff and looked at Sarah as if to be like, does that count as eye contact if I do the looking for you?
You're holding both their hands.
Yeah, just, we've got 3 more rounds, guys. So this is round one, and it is called Time Bowler. And the rules are very simple. You have to pick a topic out of one tombola and a number out of the other. Then you have to, without using a timing device of any kind, talk about that topic for that number of seconds. If you get it bang on, I'll give you 5 points. If you get it close, let's say 5 seconds either way, I'll give you slightly less than 5 points. If you go significantly under or over, I will deduct points.
Ooh.
I don't want to do that, but I will. Don't make me, but I'm gonna.
31.
Oh.
Oh,
it's a steep one.
You have got 31 seconds.
Yes.
To talk on the topic of regrets. And your time... You've had a few, but then too few to mention. You've got 31 seconds and your time starts now.
I'm a firm believer in facing forwards. Not just as I drive, but also in life. I think sometimes you can look back on things too often and think, well, I could have done that better. But then therein does not lie happiness. I think regret is something that's not going to help you go to sleep at night. So let's just face forwards and be happy.
26 seconds.
Oh! That's good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Ah.
Yeah. It's longer than you thought, isn't it?
That's how we play.
That is how we play. 26 seconds.
That is how
that
we
means
play.
You were 5 away, which means I'm going to give you 1 point.
1 point.
1 point. I'm so sorry. Tough but fair.
What about for the message?
Oh, for the message? I wasn't listening.
Do you regret that?
You know what? I do. So you made a great point.
Maybe that's the point.
3 points. So there we go. 3 points.
Oh,
there.
Shit.
Okay. So, Sarah, you're up next. If you'd like to take a number there. So you're going to be talking for how many seconds, please?
Oy, yoy, yoy. 38.
38. Oh, it's a biggie.
It's a spicy meatball.
On a scary moment. And your time starts now.
Okay, so I got onto a really crowded London bus, and there was this little kid, and I say little kid, but it was probably like a tween, like he was maybe 12 or 13, and it was really crowded, and he was using his bag on a seat, and so I asked him to move it, and he gave me attitude about it, and then so I could tell that he was a bad kid. So then when another seat opened up, I moved, and then he immediately got his bag and put it back on, and then as the bus got busier and busier, he intentionally pretended to sleep on his back. And then an old person came on and needed to sit down. And I was like, listen, no, I confronted him, which I would never have done. And I knew he was going to say something to me. And I got so filled with fear, like as we parted ways. And I was like, please don't let it be about how I'm old or ugly. I'm a bad feminist, but let it just not. Just don't say that I'm old. Don't say that I'm ugly. Don't say that I'm old. Don't say that I'm ugly. And then when he finally left, he looked at me and he went, slut. And I went, thank you!
1 minute and 2 seconds.
Yes.
Oh my God, what an asshole!
I mean, fucking hell. So I'm going to give you 5 points for the story. But oh, what do we knock? We weren't assuming anyone would go over by that much.
I mean, I want a real penalty because I'm humiliated.
Okay, what do we?
Don't go easy on me. Really hurt me.
I'm not married to you, mate. I'm gonna knock off 20 points.
Fine.
Straight away, we play.
You're a pro at this. We're gonna
get
it back.
Okay, so that means you—that's
definitely not.
That means you're currently on minus 15. So congratulations.
Okay,
it's one of our better starts, to be honest.
Next up, Jeff, would you like to take a time out of the tombola, please?
I'm feeling under some pressure to be good at this, which I don't think I will be because...
it's quite a hard game.
And also having, like yourself, I know this is how you play for such a lovely flat. You do some radio work.
that's correct. Yeah.
You spin the platters that matter on Radio 10 of a
the Wheels of Steel.
Yeah. And so I've done a bit of that myself.
You have indeed.
And,
yeah.
And a lot of that is talking over the intros of the records, and you're supposedly exactly. Saying, "Hey, it's a Monday morning, and coming up you can win a key ring, and right now here's Snow Patrol." And you're supposed to stop at
the worst radio station in the world.
Oh yeah,
key rings and Snow Patrol.
And that's the moment you stop is when you're supposed to, the singing is supposed to start.
Yeah.
So I feel that I should have an instinctive...
Would you like me to sing Chasing Cars?
It might come in handy. I mean, I wouldn't like it, but it might come in handy.
It's always
okay, how many seconds are we talking about
I have
here?
23 seconds.
23 seconds to talk about When I Grow Up, starting now.
So when I grow up, I am hoping to retreat as much as possible from human interaction. I think it's something I'm very poor at. Even now, having even this is in essence a monologue. I'm feeling that I'm people are turning against me. I'm perceiving a lot of hostility from people in the room, and the 23 seconds can't end quickly enough for me.
28 seconds.
Oh, shit.
It's in the 5-second ring.
Yeah,
really good.
If you hadn't added that for me,
right,
as well,
yeah.
You would have been. But yes, yeah. So that is, I'm going to give you, I think, 2 points for the talk and one
That's
point.
That's overly generous.
That is overly generous.
Yeah.
But 1 point for the, 1 point for getting within the 5 seconds.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
I'll take that.
It's pretty good. All right, Clarkie.
12.
12.
12. Okay. Mercifully short.
Okay, here we go.
Like
12.
Crosby himself. Mercifully.
Oh, you take
okay,
that.
Okay, so. You have 12 seconds.
Thank God he's so short.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
He'd be unbearable if he was tall.
Absolutely. I'm like a little prince. So, 12 seconds to talk on the topic of childhood, starting now.
Well, my childhood was really rather short-lived.
8 seconds.
No!
8 seconds. But
also, I didn't want to insinuate I died.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Can
Very
I say
dramatic.
The karate chop at the end? That was amazing. All that time watching those Jackie Chan videos, wasn't it?
Paid off.
So it was 8 seconds. So that is four off. That's 1 point to you.
I'll take it.
But I'm afraid I can only give you 1 point for the content of your speech. It was very short-lived. Let's do it. Tom, do you fancy another one?
Bring it on.
Okay, baby. There you go.
Fuck me. 34 seconds.
34 seconds to talk on the topic of history, starting now.
Okay, I'm famously forward-facing. Both when driving a car and also when studying history. It was a real problem for me at school because obviously, famously, history is behind us. Whereas I was a much more of a geography kind of guy. What am I looking at? What's in front of me here? As history, it's always about what's in the bloody past, isn't it? Bore off history. Let's talk about the future, or as I call it, history dreaming.
See?
40 right, seconds. Jumps. I'm so sorry. 40 seconds.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good.
40 Twice. Seconds. Very close, but I'm afraid it's not within the 5 second remit there. So, what?
If I hadn't.
No, it isn't. So I'm going to have to deduct 5 points from you.
Oh, God.
5 points deducted. Content of speech, 3 points.
It's fair.
It's fair. It's fair.
I was concentrating more on counting than speaking.
Yes. Right.
That's the problem, isn't it?
We can tell. We can tell. Okay. Tell. All right,
pick
I'm really going to...
Okay. Here we right. go. What's your number, please?
Oh, 17.
17.
No chance.
Okay.
Yeah, 17. I know, but...
Not a chance.
I'm going to follow your example.
I should
example
just add that that's seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should have a sweepstake. Place your bets.
17 seconds on singing. Go.
I've got a really nice voice. I have an interesting range in my voice. This is it.
Wait, do I count you from when you stopped or from when you did your karate chop?
Karate chop, always, always.
Oh, always karate chop. Karate chop, yeah.
Which one's better?
No, it's got to be when you stop talking, right?
I don't know. They set a precedent for the karate chop.
I feel that what you know, because I think you saw it in me, is that I finished before that and thought, oh, it'll be funny if I do the thing the gang is doing. So I intuited 17 seconds was up pre-chop.
So you're going to go with pre-chop?
I want to go pre-chop.
Pre-chop. This is how we
oh,
play.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Pre-chop.
Fine. Wait.
You guys timing?
Wait. I'm very good with feedback. The audience has told me something, and I would like to take into account their vibes and include the chop.
Right.
Okay.
Chop the clock should be the new name.
Chop the clock is the new game.
Good.
Okay. It's great when we work out the format as the game's ending.
That's how we do it.
Chop the clock. You're not going to believe that. That was 7 minutes, 8 seconds. It was actually 14 seconds. So very, very close. Very, very close.
I should have included the chop.
You should have included about 3 chops. Really. So 14, you were 3 off. That means I'm going to give you...
My sweet singing.
Sweet singing, I'm going to give you 2 points for that. 2 points for the sweet singing, 2 points for being off. So that's 4 points to you. You're almost into... points.
Oh my God.
Almost.
American high five me.
Okay,
yes.
Come on, Jeff.
Okay. Ah, it's 40.
40?
40?
Yeah. Okay, no one wanted 40.
Jesus. 40. Yeah. Okay. Bells.
You have 40 seconds.
Yes.
To talk about the subject of bad timekeeping. Go.
So, I have a Swedish friend who is very bad at timekeeping. Sometimes he's late by sex. Hru, Otta, Nia, oh. Tia, Elva, Tolv, Treton, Fjorton, Femton, Sexton, Hruton, Arton, Niton, Shurgi, Shurgiet, Shugtro, Shutre, Shafira, Shafem, Shusex, Shahu, Shotta, Shania, Treti, Et, Tvo, Tre, Fira, Fem, Sex, Hru, Otta, minutes or so.
That just blew my mind.
That was amazing. Can I say
lots
now,
of sex and lots of croutons in there. That's what the Swedish are like.
Absolutely, they're always fucking the salad bar. That was pretty impressive. Not popular with the audience, I'll say that. A lot of immediate dissent with the audience. If only you'd had a chop in.
Right, yes. Oh, yeah.
38 seconds. 38 seconds. Oh. Oh. 38 seconds. I'm going to give you 3 points for that.
Thank you.
And for the ingenuity, I'm going to give you 5 points for the
yes.
space.
Yes! Oh,
there we go. Yeah. Yes.
Bang.
For the ingenuity. And for that abysmal high five, for that abysmal high five, lose 1 point. Yeah,
it's fair.
Okay, it must be Clarkie.
Hello.
Clarkie.
25. And you'll be chopping.
And you're chopping this time.
Always chopping, baby. Forever chopping.
ABC.
I'm going to be, okay, on my 25th chop.
Oh! Okay, I will not allow that many chops, all right? The second you chop, I stop. That's
you
how it works.
Cheeky chops.
You cheeky chopped yourself. You're my little prince, you know that. Okay, here we go. You have 25 seconds to talk about the bottom of the ocean. Go.
Oh my God, the bottom of the ocean. I mean, what a place. We know, we know less about the bottom of the ocean than we do the surface of the moon. That is a real fact.
Wow.
And also, we've never been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. And also, I believe the person who's been the deepest in the ocean so far is James Cameron. That's fucking weird, isn't it? Chopping on that.
Chopping on that, baby. Chopping on that.
Chopping on that, baby.
If you hadn't said chopping on that...
Oh!
And just fucking chopped on it, you would have been bang on the money.
No!
That was 20. That was 27 seconds. Oh, really good, though. Really strong.
So strong.
What I really enjoyed about that was that there was like live fact checking going on. Like, guy at the bar went, yep.
Yeah.
Someone over there went, yep.
Always.
Yep.
That was James Cameron. You see it? Told you to get a shout out, mate. Cheers. Can't wait for Avatar 7.
Yep.
Now, 3 points for the time and 4 points for the speech because it was so good. Very strong work there from Clarkie. Now, at the end of that round, I mean, poor old Emma here. How have you been doing with tossing up
bonus
the scores?
Points, guess how long that round went on for?
Really good.
Hello.
James Cameron, you fucking bastard!
Cameron!
I love True Lies, though, mate, so free pass. Right. Emma, what does it do to the scores at the end of that round, please?
Well, it was all over the place, but...
It really was. I'm so sorry.
Let's not have your opinions on the standard of the podcast. I mean, just give us the scores.
You're
right?
Going to edit this fucker later, so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Just chop it up.
Ben and Sarah, minus two. Oh, they did well to claw it back.
They did very well to claw it back, so. Yes.
Tom and Jeff, 12.
Oh! So, Tom and Jeff are in the lead, but does that mean that Ben and Sarah have clocked it all up? We'll find out in part two. In the meantime, enjoy these messages. Bye!
Greetings, listener dear. Sorry to interrupt your Flat Slam listening pleasure, but I'm here to just tell you about my solo show. Tom Parry, Parryoke, will be at the Soho Theatre from the 25th to the 28th of March. And come along and enjoy yourself. Basically, if you're a fan of one third of the podcast, where it's just me talking, it'll be a bit like that. But don't let that put you off. Come along and have a good time. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare Slamdown! It's nice to hear the theme tune, isn't it?
It is, yeah!
Always a treat to hear the theme tune. So before the break, Jeff and Tom were in the lead with 12 points to Sarah and Ben's minus two.
And but have what we, about after the
yeah,
break?
Yeah, have we retained that lead during the interval?
That score has not changed.
Oh, yes!
Why would
still
it?
Still married.
But there's still everything to play for as we hurtle into round two. It's Flat Games.
Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games. If you lose, you get nothing.
Games.
If you win, you get
listen to that!
Gold,
that is a grand movement!
Gold!
Vote gold!
Gold!
Lib Dems, didn't mean that. Don't vote Lib Dems. Well, I don't know, kind of if you want.
Sure, why not? Yeah, that's the nature of democracy, isn't it?
Guess so.
Vote for who you like, mate. Yes, it's Flat Games.
And that's our message.
Vote for who you like. Yes, it's Flat Games. This is the problem with democracy. No one wants it. It's Flat Games where we're playing our version of Scalextric, which we are calling Scale Alexatric. We have asked Alexa the answers.
Oh, hey, it's been a lot worse. Don't groan at that. It's been a lot worse.
You cannot complain at that, guys. We've asked Alexa the answers to some burning questions, and I'm going to ask the same questions to our teams. So let's see how close they get to Alexa's definitive answers. I'll award points out of five for how near they sail to the truth.
Have you got now, Alexa here?
No. And Tom, you know that. So, we asked Alexa, what's the worst day of the week? And I would like you to work out what Alexa said, but before we do that, what do you think personally is the worst day of the week?
Ooh. It's a tough one for me because I'm self-employed. So the classic is Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. But that doesn't resonate for you.
No, not really. Because, you know, I work at best half a day a week.
Are you?
And is there any rhyme? Is there any consistency to which day that happens?
Oh, God, I wish there were.
Are you sure you're not unemployed?
You're saying it's not Monday?
Well, not for me personally, but I think for most people, Monday's the classic, but that feels too easy.
For you personally, what's the worst day of the week then, Clarky?
Well, Alexa's going to take the line of least resistance, right? Is that
what
we've got
to
think?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
I'd say maybe Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you are far from the weekend.
Yeah.
You're in the quagmire of the week.
But why is it not then Monday for you? If the weekend still holds some kind
of
allure. Yeah,
but because Monday you've got a bit of weekend in you.
Bloody hell.
Leftover weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of leftover weekend.
When your weekend is hard as I do. Still got a lot of weekend in your system.
Yeah.
Stays in for about 3 days.
Yeah. You're still licking weekend off the iPad, aren't you? Yeah.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah.
But I think, but also as well, on like when you get to the end of the weekend, you've had a big weekend, you're like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
Ah, okay. So
Monday, you're like, oh, thank God the weekend's over.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're never like that, are you? What the fuck am I saying? Why am I trying to defend Monday? It's Monday, isn't it?
Right, Sarah, what do you think?
I was thinking that I'm going to go with... I'm going to get a little specific. I'm going to go with Sunday evening.
Ah.
Oh, this isn't going to be about the bins, is it?
You were shitting in the bins.
Yes, I was. No.
Some people are into that. It's got to go in the food waste.
Yeah, thank you. That's a helpful note. Don't you just think there's just an inevitable, even like all of us freelance here, and I still think there's an inevitable melancholy to a Sunday night. It's like leftover from your school days, don't
all
you think?
All of the telly makes you feel a little bit queasy.
Yeah. Yes.
All of that stuff, like, you know.
Boxing Day in the week
exactly,
or something.
Yeah, I used to hear the Ballykiss Angel theme tune and think, well, that's it. I've not done my homework. School's happening very, very soon. I'm fucked.
And Ballykiss Angel's on.
That bit I liked. What about you guys? What do you think? Worst day of the week?
We got a plump for one.
Think so.
I quite like Sunday evening.
the anticipation of the bin men coming the next morning.
My knee-jerk reaction is either of the tea days. Tuesday or Thursday?
How do you have Thursday on? Is because an option.
Thursday's the start of the weekend.
What?
Yeah.
You're fucking way off.
But it's still ahead of you. There's hope.
Fuck you.
What good happens on a Thursday? And what good happens on a Tuesday? Tuesday and Thursday. I'm quite depressed.
Yeah.
Wednesday's no good. I think Wednesday is the symbolic kind of you're on your way, right? We're on our way, boys. We're halfway through. We're into the weekend, but Tuesday or Thursday?
No, but Thursday's the day I watch The Apprentice because it's on too late on the Wednesday.
Well, then maybe it is Tuesday then.
Maybe it's Tuesday.
Like maybe it's Tuesday because it's Tuesday or Thursday for me. Monday is like has purpose. Wednesday is a thing. Friday's the start of the weekend. Tuesday and Thursday are still trying to define their brand. And they're all
strongly disagree about Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. This is
the thing. We're back together, you guys. Reunited and it feels so good. Tuesday then?
Yeah, I think Tuesday is a great answer.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Hold on. Are we all on the same team now?
We are now, apparently.
We're all on Tuesday. Okay, who's going to pick Tuesday?
We've gone with Tuesday.
You're picking Tuesday. Okay. I mean,
Alexa is going to say Monday. Don't you think?
So you guys go Monday.
We've gone Sunday night.
I think I described it melancholy well.
It's got to be a day.
If she says Sunday night, I'll accept Sunday, all right? It's fine.
Are you going to do Sunday or Monday?
I want to say Sunday into Monday, and I know that's like a long shot, but I'll be so gratified if I get it right.
So you're shooting two half days.
You think Alexa's going to say Sunday into Monday?
I genuinely think that Alexa could say something like, there is a melancholy to a Sunday night. Like, I think that could happen.
She's an elusive woman.
You've never heard or used an Alexa, have you?
I don't use Alexa, no.
Oh, well, let's fight. You're going for Sunday.
Sunday night.
Mental.
Sunday night.
Yeah. The melancholy of a Sunday night.
I tell you what, if it's up there, I'll give you the money myself. We've got the melancholy of a Sunday night, or we've got Tuesday.
Straight down the line.
Okay, so here we go. So Sarah and Ben thought the melancholy of a Sunday night. Tom and Jeff thought Tuesday. Let's find out what Alexa thought.
Tuesday is the worst day of the week, not Monday.
Oh my God! Wowee! That is a full 5 points to you. Congratulations.
Yes. Great 5 points. Did she say why?
I think we've done that already.
It was from a Reddit page in the end, and it said that because you're full of anticipation. But it's the first thing, so she reads it out, and it's because you're full of anticipation on a Monday.
I wrote that Reddit page, so
well, you know, you're still buzzing for the weekend, is what she said. Like, so it's pretty much what Clarkie said, but didn't give the answer for. So
beautiful.
So we then asked. We then asked Alexa, "What is the secret to a successful marriage? What do you think she said?" We'll start with Tom and Jeff. Any ideas from your own successful marriages?
How long has Tom been with his partner, his wife?
We got married in June.
And how long have you known her? Like, how long have you been together?
We've been together for 2 years.
Two and a half years. Okay.
So I think the success...
It's some kind of frosty truce, isn't it? I think that's the description of it.
A frosty truce.
That's how I would describe marriage a lot.
Also, my favourite drink on a summer's day.
On a Tuesday night.
On a Barbie Tuesday evening. Ooh. A lovely frosty truce in the evening, yeah.
So what do they say? Don't go to sleep on an argument. Go on a bet.
No. Come on. Do you ever have a thing where you've had an argument at bedtime and you're not going to resolve it, and then if the other person, even if their foot slightly touches you, you move away theatrically?
Dramatic move.
Yeah. Because I don't do that.
Secret to a successful marriage is don't go on a podcast record together.
Yes. I'll accept that answer.
I think it's liking being wrong. You have to kind of like being wrong. I think it's a really helpful thing. Like, I genuinely, when something happens where I'm like, oh, he's not crazy, he's like sort of right about that, I'm reassured.
That's good.
Liking being wrong is a really, really good one, actually.
I am not saying funny things, but I am saying insightful things.
This is great. Welcome to podcasting.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. So we're going for sort of liking being wrong.
Liking being wrong.
And
yeah.
You are saying
compromise.
Compromise.
Oh my God, was this part of the round?
Yeah.
No idea what the question was. Genuinely no idea.
Let's find out what Alexa said.
Don't expect your partner to complete you, but still do things together.
Don't expect your partner to complete you, but still Alexa, do things together.
She's a deep one, isn't she?
Can I give either of you any points for that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
The mob has spoken, no. Okay, we asked Alexa, what is the worst thing to do on a first date? Sarah.
Shit in a mug.
I've never shit in a mug. I shit in a bag in my toilet that wouldn't flush, okay? Different thing. And that would be a bad thing to do on a first date.
Okay. Jeff, any ideas? What's a bad thing to do on a first date?
Yeah, thanks. I thought that was funnier than they did.
I had a friend who went on a first date with somebody, and every time it turned out, you know, when you're having the conversation, you're trying to find out the things you have in common, every time that something came up that they had in common, he went to high-five her. Like that's quite bad.
That is bad.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Never high-five on a first
Never
date.
Never high-five on a first date. Okay, so no high-fiving. Parry.
Don't...
Do you high-five on the third date? Is that the...
Yeah, wait. Wait until the third.
Classic. Yeah, not a slut.
Fist bump on the second.
Whoa, Danny. Too much, mate. Save the fist bumps till you're married.
I'm going to go with listen.
Listen.
Listen more than you talk.
So the worst thing to do on a first date is to listen. Okay?
Oh, no.
You said it, Barry. You said it, and don't tell me you weren't listening to the question.
Thank you so much,
Barry. You didn't just start talking, did you, Tom?
Okay.
You've got talk more than you listen. Right?
So the worst thing to do on a first date. What are you going to lock down as your answer, guys? Clarky, what are you thinking?
Fart?
It's bad. I'm not going to lie to you, it is bad.
I actually enjoy a fart on a first date.
Do you? Know,
yeah, you do. But
has that ever...
being yourself around each other.
Has that happened to you on a first date?
Yeah, my now wife farted on our first date. And we thought it was great.
That's what? Beautiful.
Can you
walk us up to the circumstances by which it happened?
Yeah, did she ask for consent first?
Hang on, this is a different one. So, no, but if you can fart in front of someone, and if you're with someone and you know you can fart, you immediately go, oh, this person feels comfortable enough to fart.
So hold on, yeah. You guys, high five on the third date, but fart on the first.
Yeah.
I think high-fiving is grosser. Yeah.
How long did we go before? It's quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were moving pretty fast. We got there.
You farted quickly?
We would have farted. The way that Jeff proposed to me was he woke me up on Christmas morning, and he was like, hey, come on, get up. I've taken this incredible shit. You have to come see it. And I was like...
And just... On top of the shit was a ring.
No, so I go in and I was like, I was like, that's great, but I don't want to. And he's like, no, it's a baguette. Like, you have to come. And I was like, okay, cool. So basically, what he said to me is that I have a friend, and so he's like, let's take it. He exchanges shit photos with a friend of his. So he's like, because it's Christmas.
This friend christens my shits. He called one the brown swan, which I thought was.
So because it was Christmas, he was like, we'll get ourselves and we'll send it as a Christmas card. I'm like, that's funny. And then basically I walked toward the toilet and there wasn't a shit. And there was no shit present. He had wrapped the bowl in cling film. And then on top of the cling film, there was a ring and a note that said, will you be my wife?
Oh,
I mean, it's very on message for you guys.
I know. I mean, you're
perfect. So with that in mind, think how quickly we probably farted in front of each other.
A good point. Yeah. So the worst thing to do on a first date, you're not going to go farting. What are you going to go for?
I had a friend who banged a dude on a first date, and while they were banging, he looked at her deeply and said, he was like boning fast, and then he stopped. And then he looked at her. I think this is the worst thing I've ever heard on a first date, or life generally. And he looked at her and went, that was fucking. Wait, that's not the punch.
punchline. That's not the punchline. He goes, that was fucking. But this is making love. Oh. And then just slow. I know. I heard that secondhand in my vagine one try. Okay. Truth, and why Jeff doesn't like that story is that that actually happened to me.
Honestly, that's the key to a good marriage.
Yeah, in 2007. Honestly. Yeah, so.
Okay. Do we think Alexa's gonna say it?
No. But I think that's the worst, like, for, personally, that's the worst first date experience that I've had.
What do you think Alexa's going to say is the worst thing to do on a first date?
I think she could say fart. I genuinely think she could.
Oh, or talk about your ex.
Yes! Brilliant. That's right. That's right. I feel that.
Okay, talk about your ex. You're going for that. And Jeff and Parry, what are you going to go for?
Racist outburst.
Racist outburst.
Of course.
In these
can't
times,
wait for this anecdote. Yeah.
I was so racist, she farted.
In these times, and that, that might have a 50% success rate, so you know. Okay, so you're going to go for racist outburst.
Yes.
Over, my apologies, what was it again?
Talking about your ex.
Talking about your ex, okay. Talking about your ex from Sarah, racist outburst. From Jeff. That's what he's answered, not what he's done.
Trip that out. Yeah, yeah.
Let's find out how much I this A has.
Don't check your phone constantly.
Don't check your phone constantly.
Weird coming from someone who's essentially lives
attached
in their
to
phone.
A phone. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. She just wants a bit of peace.
Finally, we asked Alexa.
I mean, Tom, you know Alexa's not even in your phone, mate.
I don't.
We've none of us got Alexa, have we?
No.
This is Emma's Alexa.
Does everyone use Siri?
I never use it, but any time I say the word series or silly, it opens up.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
to say, no, thank you.
I was on Five Live recently doing, and I had to be serious and read the news, and there was some story about Syria, and my phone started. Which wasn't great.
He just wanted to tell you he was on Five Live.
Five Live.
I was on Five Live.
Five Live.
The final question we asked Alexa was, what's a good conversation to have on a long car journey? What do you think she came up with? Jeff and Tom, how do you kill time on the open road?
Mm. Gosh. Oh, it's kind of, you got to go along the lines of like, I know I'm going to be brutal about it, but like shag, marry, avoid's always a good one, isn't it?
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Marry, avoid.
That always, it always gets people chatting away.
Do you wonder how many people have done shag, marry, avoid with puppies?
Let's not go down.
Come on.
Oh, they
I'll do it right now, gentlemen.
Don't avoid me, mate.
Not gonna do it.
Let's not. Do
everyone's
it.
Doing it now.
Yeah. I did it.
All.
I did
everyone's
it. I did
doing it.
It
now. God. Oh no.
You've genuinely gone red.
Oh, Tom. So sweet. That's so sweet.
Oh, God, I feel really uncomfortable.
Can I? Oh, that's so sweet.
No, you know what? This is fun. If anyone wants to avoid me later on, feel free. Feel free. I'm very open. So we're going for, in your case, you're going for a shag, marry, avoid.
And, well,
I spy? To be a little milder. We've got a 3.5-year-old and he's recently learned how to...
Does it do shag, marry, avoid? Yeah. I shag, marry, avoid. Yeah. I like
we
I spy.
Teach him.
Yeah. I spy is a classic.
Well, he's recently learned I spy, but he just says things that he can see. So you say, I spy a bus. I spy a person.
Remember that thing that we tell each other about other people's children not being interesting?
Right, yeah, yeah. That also applies to our children.
I
spy an anecdote.
I was going to say, I mean, it's a slightly different but ultimately very similar answer. I think if we were, or when we are driving together, we will talk about the people we know. We will talk about whose marriage is the most fucked. We like that. Or
right.
We'll be so like,
this,
like,
is, great.
This is what it is. I've got a great, a great talking point for us would be friends that we have where we know they would never cheat on each other. We know they'd be, we feel very strong that they will be together forever, but there is such a power
power imbalance between the man and the woman in the man's favor.
Yes.
That's this sort of uncomfortable dynamic. And then other couples we know where we know cheating has occurred, where we really wonder if they're going to make it another 5 years, but they just seem like equals as man and wife. And who has the grosser or more admirable marriage in light of those different discrepancies?
And where do you know what side of the fence you're on?
That was 1 minute and 4 seconds.
That's humiliating again.
Where do you fall on that side of the fence? What do you...
I ultimately find the couple who cheats, but like feels like two, like a marriage of equals is for me a much more comfortable and in a way respectable dynamic.
I feel like you're asking for permission to cheat. Yeah, you're just trying to set it up.
There was the guy who said he thought I was cute, who wooed me. No, I'm just saying I find that really uncomfortable when there's like a man who talks to his wife like she's a little late. Even if he, like, I know he would never cheat and I was with her forever, but uncomfortable.
So yeah, that's the answer you think Alexis is gonna...
Here's what I think. I think you're talking about like other people's shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And so not in
gossip.
Gossip. Other people's shit and what you christen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we're talking other, so gossiping we're gonna go for, you're gonna go for, and you're gonna go for I Spy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's strong.
Racist outburst.
Let's see what it came up with.
What is the weirdest dream you ever had?
What is the weirdest dream you ever had?
The worst conversation.
So no point scored there. But as a bonus,
she's a fucking android. She can't dream. Do androids dream of electric sheep anymore?
As a bonus bit of fun, Alexa, we asked Alexa, what do you think of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, so producer Emma, what score is at the end of that round?
And she knows it.
To be fair, that's a better opinion than most.
Parry, what, if you were going to play Shag, Marry, Avoid with the three of us.
Shag Clarkey, marry you, avoid myself.
Seems fair.
And they nodded in the front row!
So, producer Emma, what are the scores at the end of that round? Crucially, has it taken them into points?
No! Tom and Jeff have 17.
Well...
And Ben and Sarah have -2.
Oh! Yes. Let's play Beef Brothers!
Well, if you got a problem, call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And this one comes from Sean, who is in the audience. Sean, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Now, Sean writes, my housemate... / husband is getting a tattoo of a shark on Friday. Now, he booked it 8 months ago and only just told me. I don't mind tattoos, but I hate fish / anything underwater.
What?
Okay. A big beef. Now, here's how it works out. Ben and Sarah, you are on Sean's side. Tom and Jeff, you are on the side of the husband. Do we have a husband's name?
Will.
Will, okay. So you are on Will's side, Will with the shark, and Sarah and Ben, you are on the side of Sean.
Is Will here?
No.
He's sadly not here at the moment. Any questions you would like to ask of Sean about the husband and indeed the tattoo?
Can I ask where he's going to have the tattoo?
Good question.
Because if it's on his neck, we're going to need a bigger throat. Have you changed your mind yet?
Can I just say one thing though? I can't believe how fucking smug you look. Tom, we're gonna need a smaller gloat. Any other questions for Sean?
That's it.
I was just wondering, what is it when you say that you hate fish, do you mean in all things underwater? Do you mean specifically in a tattoo reference, or do you mean like you're someone who hates going to the aquarium?
I don't like going to the aquarium. I don't like going in the sea. Anything like that.
It's part of your deal.
I just don't like it.
Okay.
How much?
And he obviously knows that about you.
Yes.
And why is a shark his thing of choice? Why does it represent him?
Oh, I don't know. He just likes sharks. He just thinks they look cool.
And where is the tattoo going to be? Do you know where it's going to be now?
On the back of his calf.
Of his calf. Is he like
a... Surely a baby cow. Like... On the back of the calf.
I think this dynamic is rapidly changing.
Suddenly I'm getting avoided. I can deal with that.
What's his name again?
Will. Any other questions, Clarky?
That's a really bad question.
I've got all I need.
Not a great
question. Is he like? Is he some kind of fucking surfer dude or something?
No, I think he wishes he was, but I just think he likes sharks.
How long have you been together?
Like 10 years. Bullet.
10 years.
Children?
No.
Can I ask? Is it his first ink?
Yes.
Right.
But he's been talking about it for years and has always said he's going to get it. And
he's always said shark.
No, he's always said tattoo.
He's always said tattoo. He hasn't always said shark.
No, he was going to get wings tattooed on his hips.
Oi, Sean!
Dude.
This was always on the cards. That's all I can.
He went the other way. Wings. He was like, it's going to be above the equator, one way or the other.
Yeah. Wings or hip? Wings on his hips?
Yes.
So not on his shoulder blades, on his hips.
He was gonna...
You are the wings beneath my hips.
He wanted to have wings on his hips, so then when he pulled his trousers down, he'd look like a flying elephant, and then just was quickly
The guys are about to divorce him. Anyway,
we're on his side.
Yeah, you're on his side. Right. So where's he? So he's getting the shark. He's getting the shark on the back of his calf. Any branding around it? Any text, or is he just going? Have you seen the design of it yet?
No, he hasn't shown me the design.
And you found out very, very recently, but apparently other people around you knew this already. Is that right?
So he told my brother.
Who's here tonight.
Yes.
Whoa.
He told him that as soon as he booked it and just decided.
8 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think he knows about your phobia of all things sort of nautical and...
Are you scared of sharks?
Maritime.
Yes.
Everyone's scared of sharks.
Brother, can I ask the brother, do you like Will?
Well.
Great question.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't be upset if he left.
And can I just say, great answer. Will, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
Fuck me.
I wouldn't be upset if he left.
You're literally sharking your brother's wife. Is that what's going on here?
Seemed appropriate.
No. He's not. No, the brother is. It's Sean's brother.
Oh.
So Will. Okay. Will told really Sean's brother of Will, his plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're sure that he's not sort of feeding you a story like Colleen Rooney. is this definitely happening?
You're trying to get your sister to break up with her husband. Is that what's happening?
That's not the actual beef, no. The original beef was about a shark tattoo, but it seems like there is something going on here.
Sean, what do you think of his taste overall in other aspects of his life? Like clothes he wears, a hat he might wear, the way that you put your home together.
Are there sharks on all those things?
Very interesting.
Does he wear a lot of that sort of like fat face, like Wild Billy surf shack kind of? Does he wear 3/4 length shorts? Is he that kind of guy?
Yeah.
Yes,
but not
he is.
Yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Has he got gills? What type of shark is Will going to be having tattooed on his calf?
I don't know. I assume a great white.
And what was your response when he finally told you?
Oh.
So you haven't had an explosion where you were like, why?
No.
Not much of an explosion.
It's been left unsaid that you're very unhappy.
Did you find the news jaws dropping?
Good.
All that goodwill that you built up with them.
Well, hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Sarah Barron. You have a minute to begin the case for the prosecution, and your time starts now.
Okay, I think I'm going to go real big with this, and I might urge you toward a divorce. Now, what I think is, I think that he kept this from you because he knows how much you'll hate it. I think to some extent with things like a new shirt, ooh, a new cap, like you should do what you want and you should feel good in a marriage and not worry what the spouse thinks. But I think with something as permanent as a tattoo and what we know as a group is your marine aversion, I think he is telling you to go fuck yourself with this tattoo. I think he's being like, I'm the boss. I think he's angry at you about something that he's not expressing in another area of the life. I know that's big, but I think that's happening. And I think it is somehow, there is a deeper anger in the issue. Am I done?
10 seconds.
And so basically you gotta leave him. I don't really think that.
If I said 35 seconds, you would have gone for much longer. But there we go. Okay, so you've gotta leave him. Strong argument there. I'm now going to call upon Jeff Lloyd to open the case for the defence. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
You see, I, in a similar way, I think he's very impressive because he wants out of this marriage. he doesn't want to do it himself. He's probably a bit scared of the brother. I'm not saying there's like this odd Lannister dynamic between the two of you, but, you know, there's something that's not quite sitting right with him. So he's trying to engineer a situation in what I believe to be an ingenious way to get out of the marriage. I mean, it seems strange to me, and again, the imagination is a great thing, that there's an 8-month waiting list to get this tattoo. Like, no, I'm not a tattooed man, but from seeing stories about sailors on shore leave, tattoos are something you could just sort of do on the spur of the moment. But
it's not a baby.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not going to. I mean, he's saying it's happening 8 months in the future, which gives you time to leave him. This tattoo isn't going to happen. It's just a way of finding a way out of the marriage, and. You know, I for one praise his ingenuity.
Wow. Amazing, that was bang on 1 minute.
Did we get 5 points for that?
In any other game I would, but they're so far behind, it's not fair. Okay, so Sian, how do you think it's going so far? I normally ask that question and expect a funny answer, but you're not crying or anything like that. How do you think it's going so far, Sian?
Could be better.
Could be better. Oh.
Sure.
Okay, well...
Well, don't worry, you got me now.
I just want to say that the fact that she would bring it up in public means everything is actually okay.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Okay.
So, Clarky, you have a minute to conclude the case for the prosecution, and your time begins now.
Listen, I'm with you. You know?
Old Papa Clarky speaks.
You're moving in. I'm with you, Rav. This is a tricky situation. And I understand what's underneath the ocean is, you know, it's a scary place to be. And so
not for James Cameron.
So is a relationship.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So why?
And so is getting a tattoo. You know, we know less about this tattoo than we do about the surface of the moon. And that's a foregone fact. And, you know, what we're essentially saying here is, you know, shark, marry a void. And I would say to Will and to you, Free Willy.
Lovely stuff from Clarky there.
So impressive. That had to have gotten us out of our deficit.
It was pretty strong, but we'll find out.
It is a real testament to Stockholm Syndrome that our audience clapped shark, marry a void.
Speaking of,
you'll look back on this tomorrow morning and go, fuck me. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Speaking of which, Tom, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing, your minute should you need it begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. We've been hearing a lot of big words there from them there fancy lawyers there from the big city. They come down here in the wide town talking about their fancy ways. Oh. The ocean. Hell, we ain't never seen no ocean round here. We just got talk from them dead Democrat folks over there. Countries overseas. Oceans. Round here we small time folk. We up there in the creek.
Wait, you're up in the creek?
We're up there in the creek.
I would suggest the creek probably is quite low.
We're paddling there in the lake. I'm washing in the bayou. Friendly times. Warm water. We simple folk round here. Don't go drinking it, mind.
Is that because you've washed in it?
No! No further questions, Johan. I recognize a lot of you here in small town. We go back a long way. You probably remember the story there of the old fisherman. Wet Tim. Wet Tim. Hell of a fisherman. Gave me my first taste of pike.
That's actually tomorrow's court case.
I remember, you probably remember it yourself. I turned around and said, Tim, that ain't cod. Where Tim now? Where Tim, you remember? He out there on the lake. He out there on the bayou. He traversing the river. But he don't go near the stream. Why not? What's wrong with the stream, Wet Tim? The question you don't dare ask. I think you know what I'm trying to say here. Some folks are cut out for the bayou. Some folks are cut out for the lake. Hell, some of us are cut out for the river. Sometimes, we ain't cut out for a stream. Listen, I've been shitting in that stream. No further questions, Joe.
Fans, you're standing there. Okay. Now, I cannot adjudicate Beef Brothers myself, as over the course of this episode, I've developed deep and conflicting feelings for everyone involved. Sean, Will, and most of all, that little Sharky. Sharky Baba. So instead, I'm going to call upon our Live Phoenix audience. If you think Sarah and Ben, and therefore Sean, is in the right, applaud now. Very, very strong response there. But if you think Jeff and Fanshawe made the best case, please applaud now. It has to go to Sean. Congratulations, Sean. Well,
can I just say?
Yes, of course you can.
Sean, what is Will afraid of?
Oh, spiders. Because,
pardon?
I could get a spider tattoo.
Fuck me, go and get a spider tattoo. Oh, yeah. Please, on the same calf that you know, just do it this week.
No, fuck the calf, do the full face.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
Yeah. Full face spider. You know what? You used to see it a lot in the 80s, the full face spider web. Go for that. Bring it back. So, if only...
Did you spend the 80s in prison?
I don't like to talk about the 80s, all right? You've seen the movie Scum. That's basically a biopic of my life. Well, if only I could turn the clock back myself, I would have plenty of time for this quickfire round jingle. Oof.
This is the quick
big fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it causes such great amusement that it has a long introduction. Ooh, it's a funny joke. The introduction to the quick fire round is a long one. That's the fact. Tell your mates. Spread the word, it's got a long like every time you can't stress enough, mate. It should be a short introduction, but it's long. Get it tattooed on your chest. Hire a skywriter. Chalk it on the pavement. Put a leaflet through your neighbor's letterbox, mate. Spray paint it on a bridge. Get the joke out to the people. It's a long jingle, not a short one. Call your dad and tell him to tell his old schoolmates. Bake it on the top of a pie that you've made for your wife or partner. Tell them that you're gonna leave them unless they get the joke. It should be a short introduction, but instead it's really, really a long introduction. Carve it into a tree. Contact BBC News and see if they will run it in their show. Anyway, you get the gist. It's really an important joke there. It's an introduction that's long instead of being short. And now we've made that point, it's time we got on with the quick fire round.
Yes, so Clarky's back. So
oh, that was good stuff, that.
Yeah, strong stuff. Sarah and Jenny had to go and text the babysitter because we were running over so much. But let's crack on with this round. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we'll keep it brief. The round's quite quick. In this round, I'll be asking you simple trivia questions. However, as our theme is turning back the clocks, all the questions are about time, and I'd like you to give your answers backwards. For example, right. If I were to ask you who sang the lyrics, do you remember the 21st night of September? I'd like you to give the answer not as Earth, Wind and Fire, but as Irif Dna Dwini Putrai. No, just kidding. Fire and Earth and Wind Earth. Instead of buzzers, I would like you to shout out your first names backwards if you can. So Tom and Jeff, let's hear yours.
Moth.
Foeg.
Lovely. And Ben and Sarah?
Aris.
Neb.
Off. We go. What timepiece is typically made in Switzerland and features a bird?
Neb.
Neb.
Clock cuckoo.
Clock cuckoo is correct. Oh! Name the brightly illuminated intersection in Midtown Manhattan.
Aris.
Aris.
Square Times.
Square Times is correct. Which actor played Betty Draper on Mad Men?
Aris. Jones January.
Very strong. What type of cricket is known as... what type of... What's a...
I'm
sports
out
so
cricket.
Hard.
Yeah, I'm out.
What type of cricket is known as the ODI?
Mott.
Yes.
International Day One.
Correct. What weekly newspaper is famous for publishing their rich list?
Mott. Oh. Times Mott. Sunday.
I'll give you that. There should be a the in there as well, but fair enough. In the Playboy William Shakespeare...
Times the Sunday.
Minus 1 point. In the play by William Shakespeare, what is Julius Caesar told to beware?
Mott.
Mott.
March of Ides Thee.
Correct.
Yes.
What is the final...
Fucking hell, this feels like University Challenge. Yeah.
It's really fucking tense, isn't it? What is the final song of Act One of Les Miserables that features the line, the men who seek to know my crime will surely come a second time?
Mott.
Neb.
Mott.
More Day One.
Correct. Oh. Give me a euphemistic term for getting your period.
Mott.
Go on then.
Was Mott it?
In our painters the.
I will. I'll accept it, but that's nothing to do with time. Do you have the answer?
Aris. Ragvian?
Now that is Shakespearean.
That's my favourite Thor movie.
Ragvian. Lady Macbeth.
Out damn spot. I was looking for Monthy of Time. Name the 18th James Bond film from 1997 starring Piers Brosnan and Jonathan Pryce. Yes.
Dies Never Tomorrow.
Dies Never Tomorrow is correct. What was Bill Haley in the comics' biggest song?
Wait, what?
Bill Haley in the comics' Ferg. Biggest song.
Oh, Neb.
Yes.
Clock.
Oh.
The. Rock around, around, rock around.
Come on. Come on, you can do it.
I can't do it.
You can do it, mate.
I can't do it.
I believe in you. I believe in you, Jeff. Go on, you can do
it.
It's
misplaced. Give it to Sarah. Oris.
That was sweet. Clock the around rock.
She is gripping my arms so tight.
I'm giving the point to Jeff. What day is often referred to as International Star Wars Day?
Mott.
Oh, Mott. Eris.
July of 4th.
July?
What?
And it's that July of 4th is not the answer, even if it was 4th of July.
4th of May.
4th of May is correct. What accolade is often given to fast food restaurants for their best workers? Fast food restaurants, what accolade is often given to their best workers?
Eris.
Yes.
Month the of employee.
Correct. Finally, give me the first line of the chorus of the Commodore's famous love song about counting. It's a really fucking hard one.
Foeg.
Go on, Foeg. I believe in you, man.
Lady
Yes.
Times.
Yes.
Three. Yes. Twice. Once.
And one more word.
A.
Your final point.
That's... is the end of the round and indeed the end of the scores, the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores,
if you listen to that round backwards, will it make sense?
It will sync up with the Wizard of Oz though. So before we find
Oz of Wizards,
Oz of Wizard of July. The best, I loved it. So before we find out the final scores, Sarah and Jeff, have you got anything to plug? Sarah, are you doing gigs? You
oh
doing
yeah tours? I've got a Soho Theatre run that I need some people at, which will be in March from the 9th to the 21st, and also I do a comedy night where it's £6, is at 2 North Down, and it's so good, and it's like whoever you like will be there. It's just great people because my taste is impeccable, which is obnoxious but true. And the next one is on the 3rd of December at 8 o'clock at night. £6 is so good, how could you not?
Absolutely. And Jeff, you're on 5 Live. So if you wouldn't mind plugging us, that'd be really useful.
I did.
You want to, did you?
I plugged your show on 5 Live.
We've seen the uptake. It's fantastic. What else? You've got your fantastic podcast as well.
Yes, I do a podcast. I do a couple. One called Adrift, which is sort of about being socially incompetent, and another one called Reasons to be Cheerful, which is about ideas to fix everything because everything's turned to shit.
Do download those. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Speaking of everything turning to shit, can I plug my Soho run as
Yes, of course. Yeah, no, good.
I'm doing my solo show, Tom Parry Parioki, at the Soho Theatre, 25th to the 28th of March, just after Sarah's
run. Yes, we're going to be Soho buddies.
Absolutely. We're going to tag team out of that. So please come along. Thank you.
Absolutely right. So also as well, if you would like to support this podcast, you can donate at shityearmoney.com, or you can join the Patreon, and also please leave us a review on iTunes. So, producer Emma, I'm on tenterhooks. What are the final scores?
Oh, it's so close. Tom and Jeff, 24.
24.
24 hours in a day.
Four.
Whoa. Sorry, I'm quite drunk. No.
That's not coming across of July.
If it's a time themed, anyway.
You know what? Yeah, no, 24 hours in a day. Good points to score.
Thank fingers crossed with seven.
Ben and Sarah, 5.
Oh! So close to the big seven. So Ben and Sarah have to turn back the clocks whilst Jeff and Tom get to spend the extra hour with me. Thanks to our guests, Sarah Baron and Jeff Lloyd. We'll probably see you next time on Tom Parry, especially with Sarah Baron and Jeff Lloyd. It was devised by Pat Meese and Ben Walker. The good mate, Lindsay Davis, and Emma Caution were produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording as the Phoenix Pop having us. Pat Meese Flash and Saturday is a secret news production by Acast and Lindsay. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Well, what an app.
There we have it.
The results are in as
the
well.
The results are in, guys.
We found out.
We know whether it's gone or gotta.
I know. And finally we know.
And that's, well, it's good to put that to bed, I think.
Yes, it's just good to know.
It's good to finally totally. Put pay to what the lyrics
to
are.
To finally slam it down.
Absolutely.
Once and for all.
You know what? It's nice to slam it down. Because we've been promising.
We've been promising for a long time now.
We've been promising for nearly 10 years.
Nigh on a decade
to slam it down. And today, mark it in your diaries, guys. The 3rd of March is the day we finally slammed it down, courtesy of Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Baron. Thanks very much for listening to that episode.
It was great fun.
It was good fun. Find us on Twitter at Pappy's Tweet.
Lurking
on Twitter. Find us on Instagram at Pappy's Comedy.
Japing around.
Listen to all the previous episodes again.
Oof, an epic. Yeah. A marathon.
And also, enjoy the Patreon as well. Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Oh, and if you want to send us an email, it's pappy'sflatshare@gmail.com.
Yes. When is this going out? 3rd of March.
Famously the 3rd of March, Tom. Famously.
My solo show is at the Soho Theatre.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
From the 25th to the 27th of March, I think, Parioki.
Yes.
So please do come along,
it's
Soho Theatre.
Yeah, Soho Theatre. SohoTheatre.com for tickets.
Absolutely.
I've not seen it yet, so I'm excited.
I know, I'm really excited for you to see it.
I'm really excited to see it.
And you too, listener dear.
Yes. So if you go on one night, you might even catch a glimpse of me in the audience. So that's a little...
But don't let that put you off.
Little extra incentive there to see. Is he laughing at this bit? What's he up to?
He isn't. But that's not his
fault. What's he doing over there?
He's slamming it down. He's thinking about when he's got to slam it down.
I've got to slam it down, guys.
It was produced, as ever, by Emma Caution. Caution team. And stand by for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll call. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Good evening, everybody.
This is the news.
This is the news.
Oh.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to yet another Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Bong. Bong. Bong.
Our headlines today, there is no more food.
What?
Oh my God. Quite a bleak one to start with, guys. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I'm afraid there is no more food, so we can no longer eat, drink, and be merry. So I'm afraid that news is brought to you by the man who scoffed the lot, Alex Perry.
Well, this just in, we are receiving breaking news that someone has bared their arse and done a shit in a lay-by.
Oh, no.
Police are on the scene and they're having a great time talking to onlooker Tom, maybe.
You famously call him a lay-by, don't you? Someone's shit in a lay-by.
Well, breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
This just in.
This just in from the pub down the road.
They're drinking.
We've never got any more
news.
Details on that.
That's it.
They're drinking. They're all merry. Especially Tim Parry. Oh, dear. And that from the pub down the road. There.
From the pub down the
More
road.
More on that as stories come in.
Wait. I've got more news coming in now from the pub down the road.
You're listening to Pub News, and there is a domino game playing in the corner, and if anyone would like to join it, they're welcome. It's not just for old codgers, and that is proved by the captain of the domino team, Mr. Jamie Rogers. More on that story when we get it.
Well, I interrupt that story with some breaking news. We've just got a report that at the pub down the road, there has been an incident. Apparently a vicar has arrived naked and naked is vicar. Really putting it about. and the locals don't know which way is up. Apparently he was seen on a table shouting, "My name is Vicar, I work for God."
My name is Vicar.
This is just what we're getting here. This is okay. Very fresh news.
Sorry.
Apparently,
from the pub down the road.
He was on the table at the pub down the road saying, "I am Vicar. I work for God." Hell. And then the vicar made good on his exit.
on his promise to show his cock to
people. We cross now to our reporter who is live at the scene, Chris Rodwell.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and thank you very much, Chris. Let's go now to the scene where we can speak to a barmaid who was working at the bar at the time when the vicar came in and screamed, "I am Vicar. I work for God, hell."
Very unfortunate.
Now, if I could just ask, I can imagine that must have been quite a terrifying incident for you.
No. I'm a religious girl.
So it wasn't.
Can I get you a drink? Or if not, I've got to serve the locals.
So it wasn't terrifying because you're religious.
Yes, I'm a religious girl. So I am.
Well, thank you very much to the religious girl who I was assuming would find it incredibly scary, but she didn't. And her name is Emily Ann Rosemary. Can I also apologise if Alex Perry is in fact a girl and not a boy, because I said it was a boy. But either way, I think we can agree in a long list of pretty shocking Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll calls, this can now officially be deemed the worst.
And that is officially the end of our news tonight. We have been Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call. Stay tuned for the weather. It's going to rain.
No, actually, I'm a religious girl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.